Welcome to episode 30 of Autograph Weekly. Stacy Schaefer, the filthy pervert.
You're now tuned into the most entertaining, informative, and downright kick-ass autograph show that has ever existed. Here's Zane Savage and Double S with Autograph Weekly.
Welcome, Autograph Addicts. I'm Zane Savage.
I'm Stacy Schaefer.
I'm Jeremy Daniels.
I'm Ben Martinez.
And you're listening to Autograph Weekly, feeding your brain with knowledge and news every week until the critics shut up and admit, in all, Prometheus was a pretty damn good movie. Guys, listen for the keyword. It's hidden in today's show. You're going to take that keyword and do something special with it, I guarantee you. And we'll tell you what to do with it later on in the show. But first, the news.
All right, now I'm going to start with the news this week, and my story is about the 14-year-old who just played in the U.S. Open this weekend, Andy Zhang. And basically, this is just him talking to his caddy. It's a pretty interesting, some funny stuff here. Basically, he's going on, the article is going on about how he's the youngest entrant in the history of the U.S. Open at 14 years of age. He will attempt to try to beat some of the greatest golfers in the world. However, the hardest lesson he may learn is getting used to giving autographs instead of receiving them. And I'm going to read this real quick. This is a little conversation he had with his caddy, Chris. He says, it was funny. Like, I was on the airplane, and I was asking my caddy. I was like, so I get to practice on the driving range and putt and chip in the U.S. Open facility. So is it okay if I go up to Tiger and those other great players and ask for autographs? And he goes like, no, you are going to be one giving out the autographs. And I came here and everybody knows me for some reason. And yep, I'm signing autographs.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was a pretty interesting story hearing from a 14-year-old kid who usually, I mean, he's the one that's going up and wanting to get Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson and all these great golfers. And
well, it's always a unique situation when you have younger folks signing autographs. It's definitely different than adults signing autographs because if you're younger, you may not know that somebody's trying to take advantage of you. I know we may have somebody on that is a child star to talk about this a little bit soon, maybe, trying to get it confirmed. But it is a unique situation for somebody that young to be signing autographs for people. So, pretty cool.
It's impressive that he's even playing in the U.S. Open.
Yeah, for real. Absolutely.
Man, 14 years old, that's nuts. He's got a good future ahead of him, man.
Definitely. Well, I don't know. There was that one girl that played back in the early 2000s, I think. What was her name? She was
Michelle Wee,
yeah. She didn't turn out to be amazing, did she? I haven't heard much from her lately.
I think she may have won one or two at tournaments.
Exactly. So you never know. I mean, just he's in the news because he's very young. So anything could happen. He could turn out to be great. He could turn out to be a wee. All right, Ben.
All right, guys. I got a story this week about Robert Blake, who famously got acquitted of his crime, and he's doing autograph signing at the Hollywood show in Burbank, and the last time he was at that place, he had to be escorted off the property because people just didn't like it. So
he's a pretty controversial figure, and like those controversial figures usually do not like to go sign autographs in public places and do signings because you get so many people that are hateful to them for good reason, and some don't deserve it. I don't have an opinion on Robert Blake, but obviously some people have very strong opinions. So whenever you have somebody in the limelight like that, you're going to get a lot of outrage. So it's kind of interesting that he came out to sign again.
Just go to an O.J. Simpson signing.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I actually watched his documentary, and he talks quite a bit about the people that come up to him. He said, surprisingly, there's a lot of people that are very nice to him and say they loved his career. But the people that hate him usually don't come up and talk to him. They just stare at him, you know, and give him scowls. So you'll find that a lot, actually, with people you'd think would get a lot of, like, hate. Like, Bill Maher talks about this a lot. People that hate you will not come up to you and talk to you. They'll just look at you and scowl at you. So pretty interesting. You would think they'd get a lot more hate thrown their way, but somebody with a really passionate hate like Robert Blake against him, you would think he'd stay out of the limelight.
I'm sure the paycheck was quite nice.
Yeah, it had to be for him to come out and do that, definitely. Anything else on that story?
Nope, that's pretty much it.
At this point of the podcast, Ben lost his internet, so the rest of the podcast is just me, Jeremy, and Stacy. All right, my news story is actually found on fanmail.biz, which, of course, is the free alternative to find certain addresses for TTMing. This is coming from the one and the only president of the United States, Barack Obama. And if you know anything about TTMing, getting a president while he's president is one of the hardest things to do. But this guy managed to do it. I'll go ahead and read his message that he posted on the forum. He says, I sent a 3-page letter in February regarding some concerns of school budget cuts and how it's affected my life. Honestly, I didn't think I'd get a response. 2 days ago in the mail, I received a yellow envelope stamped with the words White House. To my surprise, it was in my name. I quickly opened to see it. I received a personal postcard and letter signed by President Obama. I was speechless. In the letter, he stated the issues and the pros and cons about the cuts. He also wrote about how I can help my school and myself in the meantime. He said he is very busy due to voting and election, and the election, but included the number to his office if I ever needed to speak to him. This honestly is the best success I've ever had, and honestly, all is possible. He is a great man and a great person who cares for everyone and understands the big picture, but just not the public views on the situation. Just not the public views on the situation at the moment. Wow, sorry, but I was just reading what he typed. There's a few typos in there, but it actually shows the photo of the envelope, the handwritten note on the postcard or presidential stationery, and the letter, which is signed at the bottom. And the letter actually has some stuff where he corrected the letter in his own handwriting. It's really simply an amazing return. We'll actually post the photos on Autograph Weekly's website so you guys can check it out. But I've never seen this happen before.
I wonder what the odds of that, getting something back, you know, from a president, what the odds are.
I know, man.
They're better off playing a lottery, get something back.
I know, it's crazy.
But then again, it's election year, so you never know.
I'd just be like, what the hell did I do if I got something from the White House?
Yeah, for real. I mean, I it's one of those things. It's like, there's certain people you just don't get, and that's one of them. And when somebody gets it, it just blows your mind. Obviously, you wrote a really good letter. We always stress that on this show. Writing a great letter can get you a long way with a lot of these people. But
Zane, yeah. You probably scream like a girl and Vox Stacy about that.
And, you know. Dude, I would, because that's exactly what I did. I don't know if we talked about this in the podcast. When I got Harrison Ford, I screamed like a little girl and danced. And while I was voxing Stacy, so I would do the exact same if I got the president and while he was president.
So if anybody ever wants to hear that, just pay me enough and I'll hook you up.
No, you better not release that, dude.
And I'm sure you didn't have pants on either. So.
All right, Jeremy, now your news story.
All right. My article is about Charles Tillman. Charles Tillman is a Chicago Bears Pro Bowl cornerback. And basically, he was promoting his Cornerstone Foundation in a suburban Chicago runner's shop when he was approached by a teenage girl. She was the daughter of the store owner, and she was just killing time doing her math homework when she came across the problem she thought he'd be interested in. Well, it was a word problem assigned by the math teacher, and I'm going to read what this says because it is funny. The Packers play the Bears 4 times in 2 seasons. The Packers, being a much better team, have an 80% chance of winning each game. What is the probability that the Bears win all 4 games? And what is the probability that the Bears win at least 1 game? Well, Charles Tillman basically wrote back on the letter, or the homework, basically stating, Mr. Amerine, I guess that's the teacher's name, this is Charles Peanut Tillman of the Chicago Bears, and I'm shocked that you would have a problem like this for your students. The probability that the Bears would win, in my opinion, is 100%. Please do not, and I repeat in capital letters, do not send them home with math homework that is disrespectful to our team, city, and our beloved Chicago Bears. Your all-pro corner, Charles Peanut Tillman, 33. Go Bears. P.S. Bear down.
Nice. So,
yeah. And there's a picture on here, man. He just ripped into the teacher.
I tell you what, we'll post that photo of that autograph and the photos of the Barack Obama autograph on our website together. So that's a really cool story. I love stories that have an autograph that has a story behind it, like a really interesting story, and that's definitely one of them. I mean, that rivalry is huge in Chicago.
Yeah, they take that literally up there.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's move on to Web Deal of the Week.
All right, and this week's Web Deal of the Week is coming from one of the most popular artists right now in top 40 music. This is coming from Carly Rae Jepsen, so you can buy this maybe. But anyway, this you can go to the record label website is where you can pick this up, and that address is www.604records.com/store/all-by-artist-carly-ray-jepsen.
Can you do that one more time?
Yeah, one more time, Steve.
I don't think so. We'll have that posted on the website. But what they are offering right now, you can pick up an autographed 8x10 photo for $14, or you can actually pick up her CD plus the autographed photo for $20. And I've seen a couple people do this. I think there was one on Star Tiger and one on Fan Mail, and they do it fairly quick. So I think both times I see they're within a 7 to 14 day turnaround of getting your item. But you might want to hurry up on this because I think she's going on tour with Justin Bieber here shortly. So
nice.
There might be some delay in that stuff. But
well, just a heads up. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just a heads up. There is going to be a Web Deal of the Week page going to be added to the website. That website's actually going to get an overhaul very soon since it's getting very cluttery since the first day we started. Obviously, it's the same template from then. So it's going to be getting a revamp, make it easier to navigate. Because right now, if you go to autographweekly.com, there's everything everywhere. It's pretty much chaos, and that needs to be fixed. So along with that will be a Web Deal of the Week page. But we don't have that yet, so you're going to want to listen to the link that Stacey has because that won't be posted on the website this week. It'll be posted whenever we get that done. So
I'd like to listen to that link one more time.
Yeah, what's that link, Stacey?
www.
Okay, I was kidding. For the love of God. No, I was kidding. For the love of God. All right. Let's move on to the Mojo Mailbox, and I'll start us off with my awesome mail week. Ride a Star is really coming through, guys. Some amazing addresses on there being found. And these are some of them. Julie Foudy got her in TTM via private Ride a Star address. Thomas Harris, the author of Hannibal, the author of Silence of the Lambs, one of the greatest movies of all time, got him in via Ride a Star private address. George R.R. Martin, he signed 5 book plates so I could stick it in all 5 of his Game of Thrones books. Also got Bobby Clark in, Flyers great. And this is a big one. I've been trying to get this one for a while via Ride a Star private address. Henry Kissinger, very powerful man in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So I was very happy to get that in. And the keyword is flyers. And the keyword is flyers. Stacy.
All right, on to my top 5, and I'll do these in order from bottom to top here. The first one, I finally got my Michelle Bachmann in this week. It was about 105 or 110-day wait, somewhere in that range. Got 2 book plates. Now I have another request out here with some photos. Hopefully that'll come back sometime relatively soon, too. Number 4, director Doug Liman, who's done such movies as Go, Swingers, The Bourne Identity, so I was real happy to get that in. And then my next 3 are all playbills, as I got into the Project Playbill thing. The third one is Million Dollar Quartet, and that playbill was featuring Lance Guest, who was in The Last Starfighter, so I was real happy to get that in. Number 2 was The Columnist playbill featuring John Lithgow.
I'm jealous. So was... I have a Lithgow, but I kind of wanted that playbill. I haven't sent off. I need to. I've been slacking on that. But I'm really jealous of the first one. Yeah,
it's a quick turnaround.
I know. I'm sleazy.
And then my number one is another Playbill, and that was coming from Harvey, and that was featuring Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory. So real solid week for me, real happy with it. And a quick update on my countdown to 1,000. I'm down to 245.
On the Harvey Playbill, Jim Parsons, the last time he did a musical, he didn't sign any stuff until about a week after the musical was over. So everybody thought their stuff was lost, and then bam, it came in all at once. So if you sent to him personally, not asking for a playbill, and sent pictures, there's still hope. Don't lose hope just because you haven't got your photos yet. Last time, like I said, a week after, he sent them all out. So be on the lookout for those. All right, keep Jeremy. The faith. Yeah, keep the faith. Always keep the faith with TTMs. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Yeah, not a bad week for me. Just top five here. I'll start at the bottom. Tony Anselmo, he is the voice and current voice of Donald Duck, which is a pretty cool success. I'm signed 3 4x6 photos, and he actually inscribed it from Donald Duck and Tony Anselmo, so it's pretty cool. Regis Philbin, everyone knows who he is. Shirley MacLaine, George R.R. Martin, just like Zane. Got him back, and I actually had him sign 3 index cards. I was going to send book plates, but I figure I'll do matted pieces out of the index cards just because I like doing matte pieces, so I think that'll look real nice.
Yeah, Boss is moving out of the books these days, just a heads up on that. So I'm the
except
only
my
one.
America stuff. I'm still getting to My America stuff.
Oh, well, I guess Stacy's doing book plates because he's doing the project stuff too. But yeah, the My America.
Stacy's moving away from the index cards.
Yeah, right. That'll be the day.
Yeah, that was a lie. I'm kidding. All right, and last, I had a Just Because package, and it came from Anthony Angeli. I don't even know if he's on YouTube or not or anything, but I've been talking through my website, and he sent me a James Earl Jones signed 4x6 photo, which is awesome because I've got, I think, 3 TTMs out to James Earl Jones. I've sent numerous times. I haven't got back yet. So it's real cool to have James Earl Jones. I've been wanting him for a while, and actually he hooked me up with that, so it was real cool.
Yeah, he seems to be on a little slump on signing lately. I have a couple out to him also. I think he's very busy with musicals.
He was out of the country for a little bit. Then he
now he's on.
Then he's doing a play. So
now he's doing the play. So I mean, if you know anything about Broadway, I mean that is your life. While you're doing that play, that's all you do. You don't have time to do anything else. I mean, every single day, sometimes twice a day, it's crazy. So I can understand why he hasn't signed in a while, but people do have a lot of requests out to him right now.
I think he is signing sporadically through the play because I did see a couple of successes.
And I did I sent a baseball to the play, mm-hmm. So we'll see if that gets signed. But
nice.
Let's move on to Project Geek Week. I came up with a big 0, but Stacy actually got one in. That I do not have yet. Congratulations.
No, Stacey. Yep, I was just going to say that. Ashley got one ahead of Zane on one finally. And I got in Paul F. Tompkins, and he is actually a comedian, actor, and writer. He's done work on Mr. Show with Bob and Dave, and he's actually done work on Real Time with Bill Maher as well. So
now, what address did you use for that? Was it Star Tiger?
No, it was something I found. I think it was something I found. I'll have to look.
Yeah, you'll have to get that address to me, man, because I need that one.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't think it was on Star Tiger, but it might have been. But I'll do some double checking.
Okay. Project BoobTube. We both came up short. I know we took a lot of risks with Project BoobTube. I know I did, sending out to private addresses. So on those, you never know. But I do need to send some more out to start getting those coming back in. If you don't know, Project BoobTube is our 3 favorite TV shows. If we get any returns from those TV shows, they count for Project BoobTube. And as always, guys, if you want to see the scores for Project Geek of Week or Project BoobTube, just go to our website, Autograph Weekly, and hit Geek of Week or BoobTube, and you can see the scores along with the scans of all the autographs, which is pretty cool. Well, boys and girls, we have a new sponsor for the podcast. It's Rackers.com. Rackers creates custom cards for autographing, perfect for IPing. If you do TTMs and you don't have a card of somebody, you can send these out in replacement of those cards. Basically what they are, they're pictures of baseballs, footballs, wrestling rings. They have stages for actors. They got these amazing photos on the front with perfect spots for signing. Also on the back, you can add the information of who's on the front. It's a really amazing card set, guys. I really urge you to go check them out. Rackers.com. These things are high quality and perfect, like I said, for any IP-er. You may not know who you're going to get when you go IP-ing. It's hard to have all those random baseball cards ready. Why not just get Rackers cards? Pure custom cards, picture of a baseball, get it signed. It's just as awesome. Again, guys, it's Rackers.com. If you go buy these cards, use the promo code AUTOGRAPHWEEKLY. That's one word, AUTOGRAPHWEEKLY, and you'll get a free sample card package. So we're throwing that in for you. Go check it out, Rackers.com. Let's move on to the fantasy update. I shouldn't say that so proudly because I'm sure I'm going to hate the news.
It's the best part of the show right here.
I disagree.
This week was a little bit closer, I guess, in points. The Uncancelled Bastards have 863 points, and the Malde Mafia has 1,118 points. Now I'm going to break down the points. I'm going to do this weekly. The Uncancelled Bastards had 135 points last week, and the Malde Mafia had 164. So it was close week all around, which is, I think, was the closest week since week one. But Melody Mafia still came on top, and we are increasing our lead as we go.
Well, we have our wild card back on YouTube, so hopefully that's going to boost us a little bit. Plus, I know we have several people motivated to close that gap, if you will. So we're still trying. We're still motivated. I think we still have a chance. We just have to go steal your mail. I think that's the... Well, at least Stacy's mail. I think that would fix the problem greatly.
Well, the good news is I'm going on vacation this week, so maybe you can get some catch up a little bit there.
But, well, how long are you going on vacation?
I'm leaving Thursday, and I'll be back Monday.
Well, how many mail days is that?
That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so four.
See, that helps because those would be multiple mail days. You're going to have to do a recap so they don't count for,
exactly.
Don't count for one. So that could help.
If I get enough sent out from now until I come back, but... Yeah. I do have a lot out there already, so I'm sure I'll have a big stack when I come back.
Well,
a 30-minute video.
On lineup changes, I don't think we're going to make any changes this week. I think we're solid. We may make one next week.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer. Yeah. So how about you guys?
Yeah, I think we're going to keep the same lineup this week as we did last week. It's been working good, and just going to continue with that.
All right.
Keep on rolling with it.
Sounds good. Let's move on to TTM and graph of the week. TTM of the week last week, it was 52732 TTM guy with a James Worthy TTM up against Top Shelf TTMs with a Mike Schmidt TTM. I'm sorry?
We're not worthy.
We're not worthy. The winner was Top Shelf TTMs with the Mike Schmidt. He won 77% to 23%. This show, we have Ronnie Vernellen, I think I'm saying that right, with a Steve Buscemi TTM success, up against Rev Linder with a Lou Ferrigno TTM success. So that should be a pretty interesting battle. Stacy, hit us up with graph of the week.
All right, for graph of the week, last week's battle was between Purple GT and his Alyssa Milano signed baseball he got for $40, and Russell Lee's Far East Movement signed magazine, which he did get in person. And the winner was Purple GT with the Alyssa Milano signed baseball. Won 65%, 35%. So a decent battle there. And for this week's battle, we've got Kelvin ML back with a Nancy Reagan signed book for under $2. We're not quite positive on exactly what he paid for it, but he picked that up at Goodwill, so... Real nice pickup there going up against Russell Lee with a Ricky Fowler IP. So,
and guys, we wanted to remind you to please submit your entries on our Facebook page. All you got to do is throw up a picture up there of your TTM or maybe a card you pulled out of a pack. Maybe you pulled an Albert Pujols autograph out of a $2 pack of cards. Something like that. Post it on our site. Even certified autographed cards qualify in Graph of the Week.
Russell Lee gets a lot of IPs.
He does, dude, and it rhymes. It's like perfect.
It does. I was waiting for Stacy to say, but he didn't.
To vote for TTM or Graph of the Week, just go to our website, autographweekly.com. It's on the front page. You can't miss it. It's right in the middle. That may change in a couple weeks, but for now, front page, autographweekly.com. Now it's time for the feedback forum. Stacy, hit up those questions.
All right. The first question is actually coming from a couple different people, Rodney Gorham and Trey Jones. They're both basically asking, what's the best way to reuse postage? And I'm pleading the fifth because I don't do this.
Yeah. I think all of us...
Bad week for Dave not to be here.
Yeah, bad week for Dave. Well, it's probably a good week for Dave if any law enforcement are listening. This is illegal to do, so we can't give you a how-to on how to do it, obviously. It's a rough subject. I feel cheated when the post office loses packages worth over $100. So I may find different routes to make up that money.
Is that you still crying about Randy Johnson?
No, there's other items in the past few weeks that they've lost. I'm not happy. So whenever that happens, I feel that, you know, maybe doing something to make up that money wouldn't be so bad. But that's because I feel hurt by the USPS. Like I said, we can't tell you how to do it. I mean, we just can't. I think there are certain tutorial videos maybe on YouTube that tell you how to do it. I don't know. Maybe there may be a video pop up on a random channel someday with a silhouette figure and a masked voice that tells you how to do it. You know, that could pop up someday. I don't know. It may pop up next week. I don't know. Could happen. But for now, we can't tell you anything about it just because it's illegal and you're not supposed to do it. So, and actually the USPS does have a police force. They enforce stuff pretty harshly. I don't think they enforce stamps harshly, but if you're sending something that is forged or fake, through the mail, they can come and arrest you. So, I mean, it's pretty serious stuff. So, again, can't say anything.
That'd be pretty nice.
So, we our hands are tied, so. Next.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to tell my bunkmate that I got arrested for stealing, for reusing postage.
Yeah, I killed a guy. I heard you reuse postage. I killed a guy.
You better watch out. They might pull some tricks for this fantasy league, so I'm watching.
Next question.
All right, the next one's coming from Marvin Ford. He is asking, if you were to get a historical figure autograph, what would be the ultimate thing to get signed by that person?
Whatever they're famous for, like if Napoleon, every single picture you see of Napoleon, he has a huge hat. So like his actual hat signed would be what I want. Like any, like Bill Clinton, we were talking about this before the show, Bill Clinton, Monica's dress, Monica's stained dress signed by Bill Clinton would be awesome. Whatever they're known for would be awesome to have signed.
How about the cigar?
A cigar signed by Bill Clinton would be freaking sweet. Not going to lie, the cigar would be even better, but I don't know if I'd want to have that in my possession. It's kind of weird.
And speaking of dresses, I think J. Edgar Hoover's dress would be pretty cool to have signed.
There you go. See what he's known for.
I would like to have a kite signed by Ben Franklin.
Exactly. That would be worth a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Abraham Lincoln's top hat.
Top hat, yeah. Or axe.
That'd be pretty badass.
Exactly. You guys got any answers other than what you said?
Nope.
No, I think that's...
No. Next question!
Yeah, let's go. Let's move on.
All right, this one's from Kevin Wallace, and this is for Jeremy. Tell us about your Medal of Honor recipient collections, such as how many you have, and maybe some interesting stories about some responses you've received.
All right, I'll try to keep this short and sweet. Currently, there's 81 living Medal of Honor recipients, and I have 59 successes, if you want to call it that. So 59 out of 81. Of course, unfortunately, that number is shrinking. It was at 85 earlier this year, but four of Medal of Honor recipients passed away. So I do have those four individuals that did pass. And I guess some stories, interesting stories. I've had a couple people send letters back saying they don't sign because they've seen their autographs or signatures on eBay, and they don't like that. They just feel I don't know if they feel offended by it, that you're taking advantage of them for what they did. So I've received a couple letters like that, and I've also received you know, thank you notes, thanking me for appreciating what they did. And one of them that stands out, his name is Daniel, and I'm going to butcher this name, Inouye, I think it's pronounced. He is he's the senator of Hawaii, and he actually typed a letter out and signed on the bottom on a United States Senate letterhead, and just thanking me for my kind words. And he went on basically what he did, and it's a long letter, and he signed it at the bottom. So I found it real cool. It's really no different than sending out a regular TTM. But just to me, the experience was reading about every single person I wrote to about what they did to receive the award. And, you know, to me, that's the most important part about this project, is reading about all these guys that are heroes to me, and as they should be to everyone. So,
and we've talked about this before. Whenever you do TTMs, you discover a lot of people, and in writing TTMs that you may not have found if you didn't do TTMs. You know, reading up on people, learning why they're famous and what they did. It really expands your mind if you do TTMs. Because, you know, especially if you do as many as we do, you got to find new people to write to. So you have to go a little bit out of your comfort zone. And that's always a good thing, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's never good to stay in your comfort zone, because that's when you end up writing to Betty White 50 times.
And Jeremy, you've got scans and photos of all those successes on your website.
Yes, correct? Yes, I do. Yes, they're all on my website, theautographboss.com. I have a separate section for them, so you can go there and check them all out.
Cool. Next question.
All right, the next one is coming from Trey Jones. He's asking, when sending to adult stars, do you limit the lewdness of the photo, or do you send whatever you like?
Man, really need blood spawn.
I know, it's a show that needs blood spawn.
Yeah. I would say no. I mean, if they're adult stars, and they're not some kind of star that just posed nude once. Like, if it was just somebody that posed for Playboy once, I would be leery of it a little bit, because maybe they don't like that part of their life, and that's why they don't pose nude anymore. But if it's somebody that does that for a living, you know, a porn star or a model from Playboy, I don't see any problem of getting the risque shots. I mean, if they're out there, they obviously wanted them out there, if that's what they do for a living. So I don't see any problem with getting lewd shots. Just don't show them on YouTube, because they'll get your account banned fast.
But what's the chances that actually they're getting their mail, though? Someone else might be getting their, you know, for all you know, maybe they live with, you know, their parents, it's their parents' address, and they're getting their mail, and they open it, and, you know, it's naked.
Right, you know. Right. That's something to worry about. I mean, maybe cover it up. I don't know. I didn't think about it that way. It's a tough one. Now that you bring that up, it's tough. Because I'm putting myself in that situation. What if my one of my relatives, like, I almost said my mom. That's disgusting. What if one of my relatives did that, and I got their mail and opened it up? I don't know why I'd be opening up their mail, but and I saw that, and I'd have to go get LASIK just to burn the image out of my eyes. Yeah, that's a tough one, man. Maybe. I say still send them the whatever you want. I mean, if they did it and they still do it, especially if they're a porn star, just send it. You don't worry about it. But if they just did it a couple times, like I said, think twice about it. Maybe send some not so naughty stuff. Yeah, you got me on that one, because I didn't think about that aspect of it.
Yeah, with me, I send quite a few with me. I mean, I've never actually sent like real lewd pictures. They're usually not naked in the picture. I mean, I'll send off stuff, because a lot of times the places that you order the photos won't print that stuff anyway. So sometimes I normally don't try, except for stories where they won't even print your order if that kind of stuff is in there. So usually I just say, I mean,
keep it classy. Usually,
yeah, it's classy, and it's something like in that situation that if someone else opened up the mail, it's not something that is going to completely shock them. So I think this happened with Steve Finch in the YouTube community, too, with Ashley Massaro, that he was telling a story that somebody sent her Playboy to her to sign or something, and her kid opened it, and it was a little awkward.
Yeah, definitely. You don't want to run into those situations because, I mean, you want to make it as easy as possible for the celebrity to sign something of yours, and you don't want to complicate the situation any. So
yeah, and I think with Ashley, though,
I mean, she's famous for WWE. She's not famous for posing nude. So, like, I that's one of those situations where I said it would be safe. Send just stuff, maybe her in a bikini or something like that.
And I think Bloodspawn's actually started to send out some nude photos, and he's had some success with, but I don't know how many he's actually sent out. Because, like I said, these questions, it's a bad thing he isn't on the show tonight this week, because there's a lot of the stuff he could answer for. I mean, he would have some insight on, especially on this and how, what kind of success rate he's having with that. But,
and if you guys aren't happy with our answers, which you may not be, just go hit him up on YouTube. It's Bloodspawn80 on YouTube. Just send him a message. I'm sure he'll answer any questions you have about nudie pictures. Let's move on to the next question.
All right, this one's coming from AJ Kaiser. He's asking, have you ever gotten someone's autograph and get it years later again, and it looks different?
I can't think of any specific people. I was trying, but I do know, just by looking on Star Tiger and the progression of autographs of somebody that got somebody back in like 2004 compared to now, older stars, obviously you're going to have shakiness when they start getting older to their signature. The most notable I can think of is Stan Musial. I mean, he's... the signature nowadays is very, very shaky and almost unreadable. But just probably 4 or 5 years ago, it was pretty smooth. It was pretty much like his normal signature. It was a little bit smaller than what he used to sign. But he's definitely one that's changed over the past few years. So you'll see that as people get older, their signatures get a lot shakier. Ralph Kiner is another one.
James Garner,
yes. His signature used to be very smooth. Now it's very controlled and shaky. Yeah, that's a good one because I just got him in. I didn't think about him. Also, on the other way, you'll see a change when people become more famous. If you go on Star Tiger, one of my favorite people, Felicia Day, one of her original autographs, she spelled out Felicia Day. And you'll see that a lot when somebody is just becoming famous. They'll spell out their entire name when they sign. As they sign more and more, they're just kind of like, ah, screw it. And usually it becomes initials or just a few letters. So that's one of the another big change you'll see in autographs.
I wonder, in the 30 episodes of Autograph Weekly, how many episodes Felicia Day's been brought up in?
I'm going to guess half. Hey, mostly it's brought up by you to try to embarrass me for my obsession with Felicia Day.
Go ahead, Stacey.
In my answer with this, the first person I thought of with this question was Gary Sheffield. His signature has drastically changed from when he came up his first couple years in the majors. His autograph was, I mean, it was really bad, horrible, ugly looking. And now he has, I mean, if you look at his stuff now, if you look at some of his certified stuff, he has a really super nice signature.
Jeremy.
Oh, no, I'm good. Go ahead.
Okay. let's move on to the next question then.
Next one is coming from Ryan Michael Moberly. He's asking, what autographed piece of yours has the coolest story behind it?
I'm going to win this. I'm going to go first. About a year and a half ago, wrote off to a guy named Glenn Shaddix, who was most notably in Beetlejuice. Is the bigger guy in Beetlejuice. Well, I wrote off to him and never heard anything back, and he passed away. Well, about 2 months after he passed away, I get a package from Glenn Shaddix in his handwriting. I'm like, okay, this is kind of weird. So I opened it up, and inside of it was my photo, a photo, 8x10 photo. I think I sent him an index card or something. But was a 8x10 photo signed by Glenn Shaddix. And it was dated right before he passed away. And a letter from his sister. Basically what it said was, hey, I was cleaning out my brother's apartment since he had passed away. And I found this stack of autographs that he signed for people that hadn't been sent out. So I'm sending this to you. He addressed it and everything. It was ready to go out. It just didn't go out. And she said how it was great. He had so many fans and stuff. It was a very personal letter. And it was just a really just wow moment. Like, wow, this never happens. Like 2 months after he passed away, I got this photo signed and dated by Glenn Shaddix. So that's definitely probably the coolest story I have behind one of my autographed pieces. How about you guys?
Mine, I've talked about before, and it's a couple times on the show, but it's going to be the signed panties I got from Veronica Vice, just because of the fact she actually sent me a video along with it showing her signing them and whatnot. So that was the first thing that came to mind, because that's just, I mean, it's the first time I've ever gotten, like, a video as well, a video along with something showing me that they signed it. So
Stacey Schaefer, the filthy pervert. Jeremy?
Go ahead, Stacey. I don't think he was done.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no. I couldn't even really think of one in my collection. This is tough. I guess I want to say pieces of my collection probably be my Medal of Honor stuff, just because all the stories behind the people that I wrote to of what they did. I mean, to me, that's cool, you know. And I just, that's the only thing I can really think of. That
boo, unoriginal answer.
Well, it's just me.
I figured it was going to be your damn sword.
That was the last. Actually, I wasn't even going to even buy that, but the guy talked me into it, so that's why I bought the sword to have Michael Madsen sign it. But, I mean, there's really a cool story behind that. I don't know. I mean, this is a tough question.
You got to meet him. That's pretty cool.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but meeting him's not a story. Yeah. All right, next question.
I'm lame.
It's all right.
All right, next one's coming from Nathan Overfield. His question is, I've never sent out a mini helmet before. How many 45-cent stamps does it typically need to make it there and back safely? I'm planning on using a 10.5x15 and 1/4 bubble mailers.
I would say go to the post office, have it weighed with the package, and divide by 45 on whatever they tell you the price is. And that way you know from then on out how much it takes to ship a mini helmet. I wouldn't think it'd be any more than, well, mini helmet. It probably weighs about the same as a baseball, don't you think? Or maybe less.
I've sent a few of these off. It's been a few years ago, but basically, I just take it to the post office. They'll weigh it the way you need to get weighed with the helmet inside the envelope. Then they'll put the exact same amount postage on the return envelope coming back. I want to say it was in the range of between $5 and $6, I think, for each envelope.
Really?
Just because they don't weigh a lot, but they're awkward.
Baseballs are awkward, and I get those through with 6 stamps.
Yeah, but a helmet's bigger than a baseball, too. Mini helmet.
No, I know, but it doesn't weigh as much. That's what counts.
But if the bigger the envelope is, I mean, they'll charge you more.
Yeah.
I mean, size matters, Zane.
You can stick a baseball on a 6x9 padded envelope, and it's fine.
Right.
When you have to get these bigger envelopes, I mean, the rate goes up just because of the size.
Well, yeah, we're not going to know the answer for you, so go to the post office and figure out the first time what it is, and then you know from then on out what your post office is going to charge in whatever envelope you're using. So that's the best way to go at that, because we can't give you a definite answer. All right, next question.
This next question is similar as well. This is coming from Jeff Stenzel. Does anyone ever mail out oversized photos, 11x14 and 16x20? And I'm going to start with this, because the 16x20 thing, who was it that won the Michael Phelps? I want to...
Xavier?
Okay. I just want to let him know that that's still going to get to him. I'm having an issue trying to find something to send that in, because my post office is out of tubes and they haven't got them in. So I just wanted to get that out there. As soon as I'm able to get something to send that to you, it will be on your way. Stuff like that, big photos like that are just awkward to send in the mail.
He's wanting to know how to send them. So with the 11x14, you may be able to get away with one of the big packages. I'm not sure what size they are. They're the big ones, the manila bubbled envelopes. If you have it in some kind of top loader, some huge top loader. But if you don't have a top loader and you want to get them signed, the tube is the way to go, I think. And what you do is you send it with the postage on it, obviously, and then you put the however much postage you put on the front, you put that money inside the tube also for the postage back, and you include a bookplate or a label, a sticky label with your address on it that they can put over their address to send it back. So basically, they tear off the postage from the trip there, and they'll put the sticky label over your over their address, which will send the thing back to you. Now, make sure you explain what you're doing in the letter so they know what to do. But I'd say that would be the best way to go if you have a large photo. That's all I can really think of. Other, like I said, 11 by 14 may be able to get a bubbled manila envelope if you have a top letter, because you don't want to send that without a top letter. So that's the answer.
Yeah, I've never really sent anything that size before. I mean, 8 by 10 is about as large as one of those. It's about the last easy thing to send. But
yeah. All right.
Tube, I think, yeah, tube's the way to go, like you said. So.
Yeah. Next question.
All right. The last question is coming from Andrew D. He's asking, if you could force one person to sit at your house and sign autographs or sign an unlimited number of autos, who would it be?
Lauren Bacall. She's taking a break now. I don't accept breaks. So I would have her come to my house right now and keep signing autographs. If you don't know, Lauren Bacall stopped signing. We don't know why. She could have got pissed off by the people who have sent to her a million times. Or she may just be getting old and think it's past, you know, time to move on from signing autographs. But I would definitely say, listen here, you think you're having a break? I don't think so. Get over here. Keep signing autographs. I'm kidding, of course. I love Lauren Bacall. She's been an amazing signer for years and years and years. But I just thought I'd throw that funny answer in there.
All right, mine would be my Felicia Day. That would be Sarah Jean Underwood.
Who's that? Look Sarah Underwood?
Yeah.
Okay. You had to throw a G in there.
That's why she goes by Sarah Jean Underwood.
Oh, Jean Underwood. Okay, I'll look it up. I don't know who that is.
I think you'll understand why.
She hot?
Uh-huh. Okay. She was actually a Playmate of the Year, I think. But she's on Attack of the Show now on G4. She's one of the regular hosts on there now.
I got you. How about you, Jeremy?
Probably Bloodspawn, because if he's signing at my house, he ain't sending TTMs out. So.
Good answer.
But for real, probably Michael Jordan. I think I'd have Michael Jordan sign everything, all his shoes and jerseys, and I'd probably basketballs. I think, yeah.
It'll be interesting, and this is totally crazy. Like, I have off the wall, that's funny in a second, you'll understand why, ideas like this all the time. To have a celebrity come in, if you just got a new house, paint a wall white, have a big-name celebrity come in for, like, a couple hours and sign their name a million times, or not a million, but as many times as they can on one wall. So, like, pay Michael Jordan, I don't know, $5,000 for an hour. That's probably low. To come in and sign his name as many times as he can on a blank wall. That would be awesome. Again, I think of weird stuff like that all the time. I just thought of it, thought I had to bring it up and tell it to you guys, but you can call me crazy. I don't give a shit.
Crazy. You're one strange dude sometimes.
Yeah, a little bit. I'll admit that. I think that's it. So if you guys have any questions, feel free to email us, but preferably post it on our Facebook wall at facebook.com/autographweekly. We'll try to get it answered for you on the show. Guys, we want you to go check out Star Tiger. Star Tiger is an absolute must if you're a collector. IP, TTM, it doesn't matter. StarTiger.AutographWeekly.com. They've got a huge database of addresses. Huge. I can't think of any database bigger than what's on Star Tiger. A great community that's willing to help you out with a lot of stuff. And they have a tracking system for TTM, so you can mark stuff as pending. So if you mark something as pending and you get it 3 years from now, you can look back and go, oh yeah, I sent it off 3 years ago and 26 days ago. You can find out exactly when you sent it off. It's a very, very necessary tool if you're a TTM collector. Again, that's StarTiger.AutographWeekly.com. Go check them out and sign up. All right, now it's time for Just the Tip, and this week we're going to talk about baseballs. What's best to get signed on a baseball? What baseballs are best to get signed? What best to use pen-wise? How to send them TTM? I think a lot of people want to send baseballs, but they're afraid to because there's a lot of questions that need to be answered. Me and Stacy are going to tackle this one on the front of which baseballs are best to get signed. Obviously, the official Major League Baseball is the best to get signed, but the problem is they're very expensive. They run $13 to $10 a piece if you're lucky, if you buy a bunch of them. And that's just crazy for a signed baseball. Sometimes you can get signed baseballs, officially signed baseballs, for cheaper than that, just because they've been signed. They go for cheaper than one that's blank, which doesn't make much sense. Obviously, if you can afford it, go with those. A lot of people only get Hall of Famers on those. So if you're writing off to Bobby Doerr or Ralph Kiner, you may want to send a Major League Baseball to get signed because it'd probably be worth it. But if you're sending to somebody that's not as famous, you want them on a baseball. What I use is the ROLB1X. What this is, it's made by Rawlings. They're Major League Baseballs that have flaws, so they'll have a little spot on them or a stitch will be out of place. They're not very noticeable at all, but they do have problems with them. They're defective, I guess. What they do with those defective Major League Baseballs, they turn them into these RLB1X balls. They're genuine leather. That's what you're going to want to look for, genuine leather. You don't want fake leather or synthetic leather. That stuff's no good. If it says made in China, it's probably no good. Actually, I think these these RLB balls may be made in China. Usually the made in China is no good. What you're going to look, like I said, genuine leather is a must. If you don't get genuine leather, it's going to fade, whether you get it on Sharpie or pen. Now, that brings us to our Sharpie pen debate, which a lot of people love pen, and I agree, pen looks great. Some people swear by Sharpie, but when it comes to a pen, I use the Bic round sticks. They say that they actually work right out of the box, because you notice if you get a brand new pen, you have to write a little bit to get it started. These supposedly work right out of the box, so you don't have to worry about that. I test them anyways. I write with them before I send them off TTM to get a ball signed. But Bic round sticks is what I use. Stacy, what balls and what sticks? What sticks? Well, what pens do you use?
I've done a lot of baseballs in the past. Like I said, it's been probably 2 years since I've done this on a regular basis, but I've always done the official Major League Baseballs, and I just kind of stopped because it just got, like you said, the expense on it is pretty crazy. I mean, you're spending, I can get mine here at a shop for like $12 a ball, which, I mean, it's, you just can't do too many of them. I was probably doing, the time I was doing it, I was probably maybe doing two a week maybe, and I did that for a little while, and it just got massively expensive, so I'll probably look into doing some more baseballs here sometime soon, and probably go the route that Zane goes with those RLB1X balls.
Yeah,
just because the cost is a lot.
I don't think I mentioned how cheap they were. If you buy a box of 12, you can usually get them for about $4 or $3 a piece for genuine leather balls. So it's really a great deal as long as you don't mind those little flaws. Like I said, sometimes there are little like divots. Black divots in the ball. There may be one or two of them on there. Sometimes they're in the sweet spot, which sucks, but they're not very noticeable at all. Sometimes the stitching's messed up, but it's just an overall great deal. What kind of pen did you use when you sent out?
I nothing specific branded, just always a ballpoint pen.
Well, you're always
And I'm like you, I always check. I mean, I'll make sure they write before I stick it in the envelope to send it off.
Right. And you're always going to want to send a pen, guys. If you send a baseball TTM, you don't want to let them use whatever they have with them because it's probably going to be a big old fat Sharpie and the autograph's going to look like crap. So always send a pen. Like I said, Bic round sticks is what I use. Now when it comes – go ahead.
Let me chime in here for a second. I heard the Bic crystals work just as well as the round sticks.
I would say it would, yeah. I just picked up whatever I saw in the store. So, yeah, they're probably right. Okay. So the Bic crystals is something else to check out. I've heard people talk about those. Just Bic is a pretty good brand. So if you go with Bic, you'll probably be all right. But I know I got a pack of round sticks for like 36 pens for a few bucks. It was like nothing. So it was really cheap.
So get some Bic for your balls.
get some Bic sticks for your balls.
And don't be afraid to use those flawed balls.
You guys need to see a doctor.
All right, enough with the puns. Let's get to the how to mail a baseball out. So obviously you have your baseball. Obviously you have your envelope that you want the baseball shipped back in. You got your letter, and you have your pen. You stick all that in the envelope. What envelope should you use? I now have converted to just a regular manila envelope, non-bubbled. I know Stacy used the bubble when he sent out, but I haven't got any problems with the regular manila envelopes. You can tell they're a baseball. That is a problem, especially if you don't trust people that handle your mail. I mean, how many circumstances would a baseball being shipped in a manila envelope be applicable to?
So just think.
Apply to. How many situations would that apply to? Obviously, it's an autograph.
How much more work would it have been for that person to take that Randy Johnson ball out if it was in a bubbled envelope?
We don't talk about such things.
Because those things aren't easy to open.
I know. Well, actually, it was slashed open, so I guess it didn't matter. It was in the Randy Johnson was in a bubbled envelope, so your argument is mute. But I've since switched to the manila envelopes, and I haven't seen any problems with them. But that's what you ship it in. What you do on the postage, I use 6 stamps. So 6 stamps on the top envelope, 6 stamps on the inside envelope. You're good to go. And just send it off. And like I said, make sure you include that pen, because that's a major part. You don't want it to come back signed with a huge Sharpie. So I think that pretty much covers the baseballs, unless you guys got anything else to add.
The only other thing I'll add, like I said, when I ship them, like Zane said, I use 2 6x9 bubble envelopes. As far as the postage part of it, I just take it to the post office and weigh it, just like anything else I send that takes more than one stamp. I just usually go there and make sure it's got the right amount of weight on it. I also will stick the baseball and the pen in a Ziploc baggie
inside
the envelope as well.
Forgot to mention that. Yeah, that is a good. I just started doing that. I've noticed. I actually had a Ron Paul signed baseball. He sent back to me in a priority mail box. He sent his own box, and it was badly rubbed. Like, it rubbed on the box, and like some of the coloring came off on it. It was pretty bad. It still looks cool, but it got messed up. So that paper or plastic bag could save the ball's life in a situation like that. So definitely
You shouldn't rub your balls.
I'm guilty of rubbing my balls. I'm sorry. Actually, the post office rubbed my balls. So,
but it wasn't the ball in the plastic bag, it really ain't going to make a difference, because if someone puts the ball in there right after they sign, it's still going to be kind of wet. So,
well, no. I'm talking about on shipping. Uh-huh. It gets banged around and stuff. If it's in a box and the box rubs off on it, it's not the actual signature that gets smudged. It's the box, but it should help that signature a little bit too. I mean, that's one thing. No, if you do TTMs, you have several smears. The smears are not a good thing, and that happens on baseballs too. Again, with the Bics, the pens, happens a lot less with those since they're not as wet as a Sharpie. So, yeah, I think that pretty much covers baseballs. Let's move on to the weekly giveaway, where we give away free shit. Last show, we gave away a Ron Kittle, Roy Sievers, Gary Peters, and Ron Hansen quad signed photo. They were all AL Rookie of the Years. And the winner of that photo is, drum roll, Sydney Walton. Congratulations, Sid. You have won that awesome AL Rookie of the Year photo. Please contact us with your address. We'll get that out to you ASAP. And this week, what are we giving away, Jeremy?
This week, we are giving away a signed 4x6 by Adam West.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, Batman.
Yes.
So that's a really cool one, guys. I don't think Adam West is signing for free anymore, TTM. I saw somewhere where he's refused a couple people. So this may be your chance, if you don't have one, to get your hands on an Adam West signed 4x6. And to do that, we had a keyword hidden in today's show. All you have to do is post that keyword on our Facebook wall at facebook.com/autographweekly. Or if you don't have Facebook, you can email it to us at autographweekly@gmail.com. Simple as that. All right, let's do the rundown. We did have a few deaths this week. Henry Hill passed away. He was the bassist of the movie Goodfellas. Actually, somebody PM'd me about him recently. Maybe they got him in person, I think. Maybe that's what it was. Or they were looking for an address. Maybe it was an address request for the Savage List back when I had that. But Henry Hill did pass away. Rodney King passed away today. Kind of a shocker. He passed away. I don't think they know why yet, but he was found in his pool. I actually had a private address for him that I was going to test, so kind of sucks. I think he signed. He was at an autograph signing in California, a book signing. I think he had a book out recently, so maybe there's some signed books floating around of him, because I'd really like to add him to my collection. Rodney King, of course, the famous LAPD beating. That led to the LA riots, which was a huge event in American history. I think the biggest race riot we've ever had, one of them.
That just hit the 20-year anniversary, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. And that, I think that's probably why he released his book. Rutherford, one of the last surviving members or cast members of Gone to the Wind, passed away, and she was a pretty good TTM signer. So lost another good TTM signer. As a tribute, if you have any of these people's autographs, please post the photos on our Facebook wall as a kind of a tribute for them. I know probably have some Ann Rutherford autographs out there. And whoever sent me the pictures of the Henry Hill, I think it was in person, you can post those on our wall. Rodney King is a pretty rare signature, but if you have it, please post it. Also, guys, check out Autograph Weekly's website, autographweekly.com. As I said, there's going to be some changes coming up in probably in a couple weeks. I'm going to change the format on how that works, because it's just so cluttered right now. But you can still go there now and check out our polls, check out all of our projects, check out the news, check out the podcast. Everything's pretty much central right there. It's autographweekly.com. Also, there is a thing called the PC Fund for Paul Covelli, who's a guy in the YouTube community who has a pretty rare disease. So this fund is to raise money for him. It's being led by Funky Diabetic and Big Dog 7499. If you guys want more information or to donate items, they're actually auctioning off items for to raise money for Paulie. And we're actually going to donate some items from Autograph Weekly that you guys can bid on. But if you want to donate some stuff, it's bigdog7499@yahoo.com. Just email him. He'll tell you how you can help. But we will have some stuff in there, including signed script. And I know there's a game-used shirt card that's signed by me from the Tube Trader set. There's a Mount TTM signed by me, Stacey Chaver, Bloodspawn, and the Autograph Network. There is some stuff that Stacy's throwing in. So there's going to be a lot of stuff from us on there, guys. So there'll be more information probably next week on where you can bid on that stuff. But go check it out. Again, Dave Soffin's email is bigdog7499@yahoo.com for more information.
Just to add to that, I believe he's got a couple videos up on his YouTube channel explaining how some of this is going to work. So make sure you guys check that out. I don't know about these other two. I don't know if you two have had much – if you guys know Paulie personally, but I mean, I've known Paulie since I've been back on YouTube doing this. He's a good guy, so make sure you guys check out these videos and check out this auction stuff and try to help him out.
Also, guys, check out rideastar.com, of course. Lots of private addresses that are being proven successful every day. Henry Kissinger, Avery Corman, Thomas Avery Corman wrote Kramer and Kramer, another fantastic movie. Thomas Harris wrote Hannibal and Silence of the Lambs, Julie Foudy, and that's just this week, guys. So go check out Ride a Star, $6 for 6 months. It's a heck of a deal, very, very cheap. I do it to help out the community, because these addresses, it's usually your only chance to get some of these bigger names is through a private address like this. So, writeastar.com, go check it out. Excuse me. Identify your autographs on Facebook. That is a Facebook group where you can submit your autographs, and the community tries to figure out who the heck they are. So that's identify your autographs on Facebook. And
to check out everything Stacey Schaefer, just go to StaceySchaefer.com. I posted the winner for the week 2 giveaway on there tonight. The new giveaway item is up there for this week, and that is a 4x6 signed by Morgan Webb. So just follow the directions on the giveaways page to get entered for that. Also got the new 10 spot interview up, and that is with Robert Bowles, Little Mr. Hardcore from the YouTube community. So check that out. Real happy with the way these interviews are going. So make sure you guys are checking those out. Also doing some different work on the website with my photo albums and stuff. So be checking that out as well. So,
Jeremy?
All right. Check out theautographboss.com. The Autograph Weekly Fantasy League points are updated daily. I try to do it at least once a day on my days off work. I do it more, just depending on when I see the videos and get the points accumulated. But that's all updated, my daily successes. And I've been tweaking my collection. I've been trying to break it down into categories so it makes it a little bit easier to, I guess, find people that you're looking for, actors, authors. They all have their separate tabs now. So I'm working on it daily and just trying to make it more user-friendly. And, you know, I urge you to contact me if what you want to see on there, something different, something you like, something you don't like. So that's autographboss.com.
Also, guys, check out our Twitter at twitter.com/autographweekly. And check out our Facebook page. We say it a million times every show, facebook.com/autographweekly. We're almost at 800, so get us to 800 likes. And for the love of God, go to iTunes. Type Autograph Weekly. It's not that hard. Just type Autograph Weekly. Rate and comment. We're almost up to 50 comments on our iTunes page. So please go do that, guys. Helps us out a ton. And that's it. All right, guys. I'm Zane Savage.
And I'm Stacey Schaefer. And don't rub your balls.
And you take care. All of you autograph addicts.
Thank you for listening to Autograph Weekly. Visit autographweekly.com for news, tips, and contact information.